With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted to be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. This past week's observance of All Saints' Day on November 1st and All Souls' Day on November 2nd gives us the opportunity on today's program to listen to some of the most glorious sacred choral music ever written. We'll share transcendent music by Johannes Brahms, Ray Vaughan Williams, William H. Harris, and others. We'll begin with a lovely elegy in B-flat by English organist George Thalben Ball, who served for many years as organist choirmaster of the Temple Church in London. Ken Cowan plays the great organ of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. Robert Shaw led the Atlanta Symphony Chorus and Orchestra in the beloved chorus Wie lieblich sind deine Wohnungen from Ein deutsches Requiem by Johannes Brahms. We began with Elegy in B-flat by George Thalben Ball, a piece dedicated to fellow English organist Walford Davies. Ken Cowan played the organ of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though not the first tune associated with the hymn For All the Saints, Sine Nomine by Raphon Williams has become inextricably connected with this signature text for the Feast of All Saints, written in 1864 by William Walsham Howe. Vaughan Williams' tune was written in 1906 and first appeared in the English hymnal that year, quickly eclipsed Stanford's tune, Engelberg, written for the same text in 1904. We'll hear the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, led by Malcolm Archer. Hugh Williams plays the organ. For All the Saints, sung to the now immortal tune Sine Nomine by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Malcolm Archer led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Paul Halley has composed a powerful setting of Bring Us, O Lord God, a text by John Donne. In this piece, Halley has paired this text with a stanza of Isaac Watts' paraphrase of Psalm 23, My Shepherd Will Supply My Need. The intense music of his setting of John Donne's text gives way to the simplicity of the Southern hymn tune Resignation setting Watts's words. Dale Ottleman leads the choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. David Fishburne plays the organ.
Oh,
The choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta sang Bring Us, O Lord God, as set by Paul Halley. Dale Ottoman conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A powerful spiritual is next, as arranged by legendary conductor and advocate of choral music, Alice Parker. She set the spiritual Tell 'Em I'm Gone, which begins with a graveside wail as the departed narrator addresses the living in acknowledging death. Alice Parker leads the musicians of melodious accord. The Truro Cathedral Choir, accompanied by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, performed In My Father's House by Philip Stopford. Christopher Gray conducted. Earlier, we heard Tell 'Em I'm Gone, a spiritual arranged and conducted by Alice Parker. It was performed by the musicians of Melodious Accord. Legendary singer and humanitarian Jessie Norman passed away just over a month ago. The range of her repertoire was as wide as her smile and as deep as her humanity, and spanned from Purcell to Wagner and Strauss to the deeply felt spirituals and hymns of the African-American tradition. In our next selection, we'll hear her sing Steal Away with powerful simplicity. Steal Away, as performed by beloved singer Jessie Norman. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Many texts associated with the reality of death, passing from this life to the next, include imagery of the sea. Music of René Clausen is next, as we listen to a piece he composed on a text by Thomas S. Jones, Jr. in his poem Dusk at Sea. Tom Trenny leads Sounding Light in Tonight, Eternity Alone. Tom Trenny and Sounding Light performed Tonight, Eternity Alone by American composer René Clausen. French organist and composer Louis Vierne led a physically and emotionally difficult life, even while at the pinnacle of his profession serving as titular organist of the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, and with a prolific career as a composer and concert organist. A difficult separation and divorce from his wife, and the loss of both his brother and son to the ravages of World War I contributed to his melancholy, a feeling that can be felt in some of his compositions. We'll hear the Adagio from his third organ symphony, composed in 1911. Martin Jean plays the organ at Woolsey Hall on the campus of Yale University.
Thank you.
Music of Louis Vierne, the Adagio from Symphony No. 3 in F-sharp minor, was played by Martin Jean on the organ of Wolsey Hall at Yale University. One of the most sublime pieces of choral music from the whole 20th century is one by Sir William H. Harris, composed in 1925. Written for double choir, it sets a 16th century text, Fair is the Heaven, by metaphysical poet Edmund Spenser. Its musical style is unabashedly romantic, and it exquisitely evokes a transcendent vision of heavenly beauty. We'll listen to a lovely performance by the Cambridge Singers, recorded in the remarkable acoustic of the Lady Chapel at Ely Cathedral. John Rutter conducts.
Thank you.
Fair is the Heaven by William H. Harris was performed by the Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for the Feast of All Saints. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.